Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Season 3 of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You about long-lasting relief for your migraines, your headaches, and your pain. The title of this season, How to Get Long-Lasting Relief from Your Headaches, Your Migraines, and Pain Despite Your Doctor's Recommendations. You know, we've said this time and time again, and it's important to repeat this each and every episode, because honestly, it's all that really matters. It's all about solutions. And the reason we say it's all about solutions, if it's just about talk, if it's just about sharing information that can't be put into practical application, it's just that. It's all talk. So it's important that each and every week we build upon completing our puzzle. We add pieces to the puzzle each and every week. And then we can assemble these pieces of the puzzle, and if the pieces fit, we can be pretty sure of a diagnosis. However, as we've said many times in the previous couple of seasons, if you don't know what's really causing your symptoms, it doesn't really matter what kind of treatment you want to try, because chances are you're not going to get any long-lasting relief. If you don't know what you're trying to fix in the first place, it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you want to try. Too many of us continue trying the next best option. Something I want to address in our episode today, we've gotten more questions beginning in our third season with just two episodes behind us than we've gotten in most of our first two seasons combined. But some of the questions to me are a little bit concerning, because I don't think I'm communicating the message that I want to get across clear enough. We're kind of in a rut, and we can't start a new season and expect solutions if we're spinning our wheels. If we can't get the basic concepts communicated, then we can't build on those basic concepts. We have no foundation to build on. So today's episode, this is based on many of the questions that I received over the past week. Let's get out of this rut. Let's get moving forward again, and let's get on to finding a solution for you. Let's get on to finding a solution for those you care about. Let's not make it just about talk. Let's make it about solutions. Something that I have to communicate clearly in our episode today is, what exactly do I recommend for those with ongoing migraines, headaches, pain that just seem, you feel like you've tried everything, but the problem seems to continue to return time and time again? What am I recommending that's really so radically different than what you've already tried? I'm not doing a very good job of communicating that. Let me give just a very brief background. Those of you that have listened in previous seasons have heard this, but it's important to set this foundation. I've been a licensed chiropractor for more than two decades. But if you think I'm recommending chiropractic treatment, you'd be mistaken. I also work with countless medical specialists, from family physicians to orthopedic surgeons, neurologists, neurosurgeons, pain management specialists, headache specialists, therapists. We work with a wide variety of healthcare specialists. But if you think I'm recommending one of those specialties over another, you'd be mistaken. You see, something I've said time and time again that's definitely worth saying again, and once again, I understand some of what I'm telling you is a very simple concept, but sometimes these really simple concepts are the ones that are easy to overlook, and I do not want you to overlook this. We have to not only understand these basic foundational concepts, but if you don't accept these basic foundational concepts as being true, nothing else we're going to say really matters this season. Would you agree that it's important? Would you agree that it's critical that if you want to get long-lasting relief, isn't it important that we find what's really causing your problem in the first place? Would you agree with that? So if we don't know what we're trying to fix in the first place, what are the chances of really fixing it? So please agree with me on this one point. It's important to find the real true cause of your symptoms rather than just trying this and trying that and hoping you're going to get some kind of long-lasting result. If you don't know what's causing the problem, chances are you're not going to be able to fix it. Okay, are you with me so far? That's our first foundational principle that I want you to hear. Foundational principle number two. If you know for sure, we are certain what the real true cause of your symptoms is. We know what's going on inside of your body that's making you have these migraines, this pain, these headaches, this numbness, this tingling. We have identified with certainty what is going on in your body that's causing it. Foundational principle number two, is the treatment that you're getting or the combination of treatment methods that you're getting really fixing this cause of the problem? Is it really going to fix the real true cause of your symptoms that you've identified? Sadly, in more cases than not, the answer is no. It's a symptom treatment only, a temporary cover-up. And you leave the cause of the problem in your body. It's ignored. And that's not okay. So will you agree with me on the second point, that if you know for sure what's going on inside of your body that's causing the problem, that's a true diagnosis. Don't you agree it's important that the treatment you're getting, whatever kind of treatment or treatments it is actually fixing the real cause? Can I get you to agree on that? So the two foundational principles that everything else will be built upon throughout the entire season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You are, number one, it's critical that we know what's really causing the symptoms, what's really going on inside of your body that's resulting in your headaches, your migraines, your pain. And number two, we can hopefully agree that if we identify this true cause, it's critical that the treatment or treatment methods together that you're receiving are actually fixing the problem. So those of you that can agree on those two basic foundational principles, we can continue to move on and build from here. Sadly, I don't expect everyone to agree. So if you're one of those that doesn't really feel that finding the true cause of the problem is important, probably this program isn't for you, and that's okay, because there are plenty of methods to treat symptoms. This will now lead into my next topic, which actually deals with something I've discussed before. But once again, I want you to understand and really digest, really breathe this in, soak this in. The next principle is what I call specialty goggles. And those of you that have listened in seasons past have heard me discuss specialty goggles in detail. You see, I've talked with several people this week throughout the course of the week since the last radio podcast. I've chatted with some of you on email, on Facebook, on the telephone. And many of you, I don't know if it's because you want to appease me or make me happy, but just because my degree is Doctor of Chiropractic doesn't mean that chiropractic treatment is the answer for your problem. I want you to understand that. I'm here to find a solution to what's really causing someone's headaches, migraines, and pain. Whether that's chiropractic, medicine, therapy, surgery, a combination, whatever it is that fixes the problem, I'm all for it. So specialty goggles means simply this. Each type of healthcare practitioner, each kind of doctor is trained in one specific area. And they will only see your condition through that specialty that they're trained in. You know, I've sat in conference rooms many times with medical doctors, chiropractors, neurologists, surgeons, pain specialists, all in the same room. And we all look at the same x-ray, the same MRI, the same examination findings, yet we're looking at the exact same findings, the exact same picture, and we see something totally different. Each specialist sees the same x-rays, the same exam findings through a completely and totally unique perspective. But if you're only looking at this condition, if we're only looking at your headaches, if we're only looking at your migraines, if we're only evaluating your pain through one set of goggles, through one specialty, we're missing out on the recommendations of all the other specialties. And by the way, who had the right opinion? Was it the medical doctor, the chiropractor, the therapist, the surgeon? The answer is everyone. We all saw valid findings, valid points, valid suggestions, all from a different point of view. So you cannot evaluate a condition accurately by looking at it through one specialty or one type of practitioner's eyes only, through one set of specialty goggles. Your condition must be looked at from a much broader perspective, from the perspective of multiple specialties. That's how we gather more of the puzzle pieces. If you're looking at it through one or even two specialties, you have some of the puzzle pieces, but you're probably missing the vast majority of them. And the fewer puzzle pieces you have, the more guessing you're doing as to what the final picture is, the more guessing that's going on in regards to your health. Don't let doctors guess and gamble with your health. It's not acceptable. Do not accept it. Specialists and specialties should all be working together for your benefit. But I know, I'm with you. I agree. It seems impossible to find at times, doesn't it? So here's a point that's important that I want to communicate. I have not done a good job communicating this over the years, to be honest. What is so different about the recommendations I'm making? What makes my recommendations for your headaches, your migraines, your pain that much different than what you've already had before? After all, maybe you've already tried a chiropractor. Maybe you've tried different medications. Maybe you've tried injections. Maybe you've tried therapy. Maybe it's gotten even more invasive and radical. Maybe you've tried surgery. I understand. But here's what's different about my approach. In my experience in over two decades in private practice, rarely is there one or even two types of treatment alone that will actually address and fix the true cause of your problem once and for all. It's the combination of specialties all working together for your benefit that results in the long-lasting relief that you deserve, that you're looking for. So I want you to be healthy and happy and do the things in life you enjoy doing. Spend the time with the people you enjoy spending time with without having to worry about the problem returning time and time again. Is that really too much to ask? Some of us, unfortunately, are starting to think the answer is yes. I always say, and this included myself many years ago, most of the time, when you feel like you've tried everything, chances are you probably haven't, but you certainly have tried every option that's been given to you. Once again, the problem is, if you try something out, not knowing what you're fixing, what are the chances of fixing it? Come on. And even if you do know for sure the real true cause of your symptoms, without these specialties working together, the chances of long-lasting relief diminish. And it's sad, and it's frustrating for me, and it angers me sometimes, to be quite frank. It's not okay that politics and business have taken over our so-called healthcare system. It's not okay. But the reality is, politics and business have, in fact, overrun our healthcare system. It's difficult and sometimes seemingly impossible to get honest recommendations. It really is. I understand. So let me kind of summarize what it is that I want you to hear so far. I don't want us to get stuck in a rut in our third episode of this third season. It's too early. It's too early. Don't give up. There isn't one magical solution. There isn't a magical medicine. It doesn't exist and it won't exist. You're not having migraines. You're not having pain. You're not having these symptoms because you need a different drug. That's not the cause of your problem. You're not having these symptoms because you need to find the right chiropractor, or you haven't gone to the chiropractor enough, or you haven't found the right therapy, or the right therapist, or you haven't found the cause of the problem. It's as simple as that. You can't fix the problem unless you know what it is. And once you know what it is, you need the appropriate combination of specialties to address the cause of the problem once and for all. That's what I want you to hear. So, what makes my recommendations, whether it's in my private practice, Headache Relief at Last, here in the greater Kansas City area, what makes my recommendations so different than anything you've heard before? Why would you listen to this when nothing has worked so far? You must find the real true cause and find the appropriate combination of specialties all working together to address the cause of the problem once and for all. Yes, it's simple, but I'm afraid it's so simple that you're overlooking it and you cannot get any further until you absorb and accept these basic foundational principles. You know, sometimes it actually seems like it defies logic. You know, the same questions come up time and time again, and I understand why people ask these questions. But no matter how many times I say this, people will say the same thing. So what kind of chiropractic treatment are you recommending? I'm not recommending chiropractic treatment to fix the cause of your problem. So what kind of medical treatment? I'm not recommending medical treatment to fix the cause of your problem. But what kind of physical therapy? I'm not recommending any particular type of treatment alone to fix the true cause of your problem. Understand this, okay? So I understand because I've got the letters DC, Doctor of Chiropractic, behind my name, you think I'm going to recommend chiropractic treatment. It's much bigger than this. This is a much larger, broader issue. Forget the letters behind the name. I don't care if you're a medical doctor, a chiropractor, an osteopathic doctor, a physician's assistant, a physical therapist. I don't care. you still have to find the true cause and recommend the appropriate combination of specialties to fix the problem. That's what I want you to hear, not, oh, he's a chiropractor. By the way, let me say this. We're going to be discussing a topic next week, our fourth episode of the new season. This is a topic that we've never discussed in detail on the air before. Why your diagnosis may be a fraud. You've been told you have migraines. That's your problem. Why your diagnosis may be a fraud. You've been told you have chronic pain. You know, there are too many chronic pain and headache syndromes to name. Why your diagnosis may be a fraud. This is going to be an episode that I think will spark a lot of mail and a lot of questions, and that's part of the goal here. But I want the questions and I want the comments because I want to make sure we've gotten over the hump of understanding and that those of you that want to follow our continuing episodes agree that it's important to understand what's really causing your symptoms in the first place and that it's important to come up with the appropriate combination of specialties to address the cause once and for all. I want to make sure you're on board with this. Each and every week, I do invite your comments and your questions. Those of you that send comments and questions, most all of you will attest to the fact that you get a response, and the response, if I'm able, comes directly from me. So those of you that want to send comments or questions via email, you can send those to drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. Once again, I will answer all of those that I personally can. If I can't, then I will certainly try to discuss whatever I can on the air each week. Once again, if it's truly about solutions, we need to make sure that you are getting the puzzle pieces that you need to put them together and get the solutions that you are looking for. And sure, I understand, not everybody has the same problem, and not everybody has the same cause of their symptoms. So it is important that we help guide you in the right direction toward getting the solutions that you are looking for. Are you with me? So let me tell you what I want to do to kind of wrap this up here today. How to get long-lasting relief from your headaches, your migraines, and pain despite your doctor's recommendations? The answer? We need to focus, number one, on finding the real true cause. What is going on in your body that's making you have these symptoms? Stop overlooking this. It's a simple concept, but it's the most commonly overlooked. Do not go further until you know the answer. What is causing the symptoms? Number two, is the treatment that's being recommended really addressing and fixing the cause of the problem, or is it just a temporary cover-up at best? And understand, what I'm recommending and suggesting that's so much different than what you've heard before is, I'm not recommending a kind of treatment, whatever specialty or type of treatment it may be. I'm recommending the appropriate combination of specialties put together that benefit you by fixing the cause of the problem that we identified. That's all I'm saying. Once again, I'm simply saying, use your common sense. Use a little bit of logic, because unfortunately, it seems many times our doctors and healthcare providers have lost it. There is no common sense anymore. It's politics and business. Real quick story to kind of demonstrate one of these points. Here in the city that my primary practice is in the greater Kansas City area, there's a local hospital that seems to have virtually taken over every family doctor's office in the city. And rather than saying, you know what, we're going to send you to this particular specialist because that's what's best for you, it's become, Well, we can't send you there because that doctor's not part of our hospital organization. So you're not going to get the treatment or the treatments that would benefit you because that's not part of our organization. They're not part of our gang. That's what it boils down to. If you're not part of the club, if you're not part of the gang, then you're not going to get to participate in taking care of these people and helping them finally achieve a healthy and happy lifestyle. We're shutting you out. And unfortunately, I'm not just talking about pharmaceutical companies. It trickles down from there, from drug companies to hospitals to large clinics. And finally, when we get to the smaller fish, so to speak, the not quite as popular specialties, all of a sudden, you don't get the treatment that you very well may need to fix the cause of the problem because the larger cartel have shut you out. They've shut us out of your system. It's not fair, and we won't accept it. You deserve to get exactly what you need to find the cause of the problem and get it fixed, period. Are you with me? Please be sure and join us next week, blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc, where we'll be discussing why your diagnosis may very well be a fraud. Thanks for listening. Send your questions, your comments, your concerns, drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. I thank you sincerely and kindly for your listenership. And here it is. The information presented in this broadcast has been provided solely for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not intended to substitute for the advice of your personal trusted physician and healthcare provider. Thanks again for listening.